Welcome to the third and last day of NSAR. I guess we all have to start practicing that. And it's a pleasure to see so many people that are still here. I know it's a important weekend for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to those of you who are mothers. Happy Mother's Day to everybody else, because everybody has a mother, may be in this world or another, but happy Mother's Day. Just to let you know, before we get started, please put your cell phones on vibrate. And then, as a brief announcement, Bart is running about 30 minutes late. So some of you who might be going to the Oakland airport and planning to use BART, or those of you who are heading over towards the East Bay, plan extra time. There's a major track construction between West Oakland and the Fruitvale stations in Oakland, and then people there need to change to a shuttle. If this is relevant to any of you, there is a website, BART.com, that can help you know better about that. So another thing to be in the way of getting home on time. It's a pleasure to be able to introduce the Autism Speaks duo. Angela Geiger is the CEO of Autism Speaks. She's going to say a few words to you about Autism Speaks, and then we'll be followed by Tom Fraser, who is the new chief science officer at Autism Speaks. He's been there 3 weeks? 6 weeks. And his badge still says Cleveland Clinic on it, so it lets you know how soon it has been that he's been there. But I'll ask Angela Geiger to come and say a few words of welcome, and then Tom will come up right after her. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob. It is such a pleasure to be with all of you today. I've been the CEO of Autism Speaks now for 14 months, and I'm at the place where I get to do things twice. And unlike last year when I talked to you, I actually recognize familiar faces in the audience. So what a difference a year makes, at least for me. As you may know, Autism Speaks has had a busy year, really listening and learning and creating a new mission, out of that creating a new mission statement, our forward-thinking vision for the next 10, and our new strategic plan for the next 3 years. And as I promised you from this stage last year, science and research remains an absolutely critical component to the mission of Autism Speaks, and that we certainly rededicated ourselves to that through the mission and strategic planning process. You were also among the very first to learn last year that we were launching our search for our chief science officer. And we retained, as I think everyone remembers, a search firm to do that. We had more than 80 candidates and nominees for that position. Our retained search firm said that's just really unparalleled for this kind of search, and it warmed my heart because it meant the community was really interested in this role. The search took a while. We had some fantastic candidates, many of whom have promised and pledged, regardless of what the end-up choice was, to remain involved in Autism Speaks, and I'm thrilled to let you know that many of them have. But one candidate really rose above for me and for the search team, and that is Dr. Tom Fraser. I had the pleasure to meet Tom for the first time outside of the search process, and I was just really struck with his intellect, his curiosity, his warmth, his compassion, his quest for knowledge, and his representation of the full autism community. Through getting to know him better, all of those things have remained true, and I think one of the things I'm most excited about is how reflective Tom is about issues that are brought to him. He's an open mind and is really excited to work hand-in-hand and in partnership, not just with the research and science community, but with our stakeholders, people on the spectrum themselves and those who care for them. And this was a weighty, weighty decision for the organization, because the chief science officer of Autism Speaks is a pretty important position. And 6 weeks in and hundreds of miles in a car later, I'm really thrilled to tell you that I think we made exactly the right decision. So with no further ado, Tom Fraser.
Thank you, Angela. Really appreciate that. Probably too nice introduction. And thank you to NSAR for the opportunity to provide an update and an overview of Autism Speaks Science. So really the next few minutes, the agenda is really to go through and update you on what's happened recently and then talk a little bit about plans for the future. So we're going to focus first on the some of the accomplishments from the programs and initiatives from Autism Speaks, including missing our Global Autism Public Health Initiative, the Autism Treatment Network, and our Weatherstone Fellowships. For those that aren't familiar, MISSING is a whole genome sequencing project that has been initiated over the last few years at Autism Speaks. It has already bore fruit, and I just want to give you a sort of a brief update and current status on the project. There are more than 7,400 genomes that have been sequenced, and 5,200 of those are already available in the Google Cloud. So this makes MISSING the largest publicly accessible database of whole genome sequences in the world. And it's an open science project. So data access has already been granted to over 100 investigators from 7 countries, and folks are already diving into the data, using it, and I suspect that we're going to gain a ton of insights and discoveries about the underlying biology of autism through this resource. We anticipate launching the community portal for MISSING this summer, and that community portal really has two major roles. The first is to connect individuals who are part of the MISSING project to their genetic data in a thoughtful way, and the second one is to connect individuals that have similar findings together so that they can develop their own communities. The most recent major paper published from the MISSING data just this spring was identified 61 risk genes and 18 new risk genes within that subset. And those risk genes, most of them, the majority of them, clustered into 3 meaningful biological pathways. This is exciting because several of the genes have targets that we could potentially go after. And, you know, this is really the promise of precision medicine, personalized medicine. And I think already MISSING is leading us down the path towards that goal. The Autism Treatment Network, many folks in the room, I'm sure, are aware of that network. It's been around for a number of years. We experienced several milestones that I thought would be great to update folks on. There are more than 100 peer-reviewed published manuscripts on the research and the registry data. More than 7,000 participants have been enrolled in the ATN registry. 23 healthcare toolkits have been created with more than 300,000 downloads. And they also give flash drives to providers to make sure that those providers have access to all of the toolkits and then can implement them in their clinics. So this has been an incredibly successful dissemination effort. And in 2016 alone, more than 1,300 providers have been trained. Medical providers have received training through the Autism Treatment Network. And more than 16,000 families have received care coordination. I just wanted to mention two what I think are very interesting and representative examples of how very practical, important, everyday clinical problems in autism can be addressed by the Autism Treatment Network. So one study published just this year identified that 25% of children at their initial center visit were found to have been prescribed previously an antipsychotic without appropriate behavioral assessment and intervention. So this is a really useful piece of data because it tells us we need to reach out and make sure people are getting that first line assessment and potentially care before we move to things that might have greater morbidity associated with them. And then the second study identified metformin as a potential treatment to minimize the weight gain associated with antipsychotics. And as many people in the room know, challenging behavior is a major issue. Many of these kids, even with appropriate behavioral assessment and intervention, will end up on an antipsychotic. An FDA-approved atypical antipsychotic is being most frequent. And these are associated with weight gain, and we have to deal with that problem. And metformin looks like it might be a promising approach to managing that. The Global Autism Public Health Initiative, led by Andy Scheer, has worked on a program that I think is extremely exciting, the Parent Skills Training Program. It's a practical, culturally sensitive intervention program designed for underserved communities that's being looked at really around the globe now. And it's grounded in research that was originally funded by Autism Speaks. Many of the people in this room have contributed to that research, including the early intervention research and the parent training research that's been recently published. There are two other GAF programs that I want to mention. One is an open source diagnostic that Andy's been working on that I think has the potential to really reduce some of the barriers and burdens that occur in identifying autism in low and middle income countries. And then the second is a system of care tool that breaks down barriers to care, provides access to country partners, really helps countries to understand what care is available and how we can get rid of some of the barriers that are in place. And we all know how important it is to bring in new scientists to the autism community and to get those scientists some funding, some that gives them that fresh start, that head start that they need on a career. We want to bring as many people into the fold as possible. The Weatherstone program has been extremely successful at that, our predoctoral fellowship. 63 fellows to date. We have applications under review in the 2017 cycle. Funding decisions are going to be occurring probably by fall. And there are a number of blogs. I just wanted to list the website in case folks are interested just to see what's been done, what fellowships, what fellows are up to. There's really some exciting work that's come out of the fellowships. And at Autism Speaks, we see this as a very obvious investment because the investment is fairly modest and the return seems to be much, much beyond the investment. And then I wanted to highlight Autism Speaks' mission change that last year Angela had an opportunity to really inform the community about the change in mission in the next 10, but I just wanted to identify a few key points that are relevant to science. So the mission is really focused across the spectrum and throughout the lifespan, and we've shifted from awareness to understanding and acceptance. And in particularly important for research is that there is this really twofold pathway, discovery and causes, and then also better interventions and solutions for today. We've started a strategic planning process for Autism Speaks Science. Actually started that last month with Donna Murray and Matt Pletcher, who have been absolutely key to getting me up to speed at Autism Speaks. We're going to be surveying a range of internal and external partners. And I just wanted to note for this audience that we all know that the funding ecosystem is very limited. And really since 2008 and some of the financial difficulties, we know that Autism Speaks cannot be all things to all people. So we're very aware of this, and we're using the strategic planning process to be more focused and targeted. And we're also very aware of the fact that we want to, because the funding is limited, we want to be complementary and collaborative. And I know that the other funding agencies share that vision. And so we're in the process of meeting, and other agencies have been in the process of meeting. And we really want to be complementary of one another and where we can be collaborative. We're going to present the strategic plan to the AS board in September, and we hope to restart requests for applications in 2018. I want to acknowledge our Medical and Science Advisory Committee. It's a wonderful group of people that have been very generous already with their time, and we're excited to be able to utilize the expertise, the wide range of expertise on the committee, to be able to help shape the future science portfolio and the existing assets that are at Autism Speaks. So thank you very much to those of you that are here and really to the whole committee. And then I just want to acknowledge the Autism Speaks Science team. They've helped me to get up to speed very quickly in 6 weeks. Still a long ways to go, but I just want to acknowledge everyone on that team and just thank them for their support for me as we move forward. And thank you very much for your attention.